At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
She's with us on a Wednesday because we had stuff that happened yesterday, and she said, sure, guys, I'll join you on Wednesday. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are fine. How are you? Because this is your time to relax a little bit before you know what really happens.
Oh, it's great. It's really so much fun to catch my breath here and spend some time with the family and enjoy the holiday. So, yeah, having a great time. Thanks.
Mary Kay, obviously big news from the state legislature, the governor, giving the money to put this thing over the top to get the dome moving towards 2029. Have you been consulted on what the press box should look like?
Yeah.
Not yet, but I actually hope that they do that. The press boxes where teams have consulted with the local writers turn out to be some of the best ones. So hopefully they will do that.
Hmm. Your thoughts on moving into a dome?
Well, it's going to be different. It's going to be really different. I'm going to have to give up my love for looking out. Now, it's easy for me to say from the press box, but I do sometimes love to look out at a snow game and see Jameis Winston making snow angels and different things like that. And Kareem Hunt, the time that he talked about how there were four different seasons that happened in the course of a football game. You know, there's just funny things that happen like that that are related to being outdoors and to the weather. And then I was just posting some pictures. It's my anniversary today, by the way.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. My wedding anniversary. And I was just posting some pictures, and I have one of my husband and I from a hotel room with the stadium in the background on the lake. So I'm going to feel somewhat nostalgic about all of that kind of stuff. But I'm also for progress in a city. And, you know, the Haslams and the Browns are convinced that this will be transformational for our region. And I'm excited about that because I'm so pro-Cleveland. I'm so pro this area. Hopefully our lakefront will get developed and there will be some exciting things there. And this will turn out to be something really, really great for Cleveland. That's my hope because, again, this is my hometown. This is where I grew up. I absolutely love it here. And I want nothing more than everything to be wonderful for this entire region.
Hear, hear. Woo-hoo. We couldn't agree with you more. And so we're looking forward to seeing what happens. In the meantime, we have a lot of games to play in the old place with a team that needs some help right now. As we sit back and look at things and get ready for this season, the more national stuff you keep hearing, Mary Kay, the less the national folks think of this team's chances. Do you feel this is a rebuild, or do you think they're trying to? Because if they're trying to rebuild, they're not vocalizing that thought. Yet you've got four quarterbacks and you don't know which one's your starting quarterback, which screams rebuild or keep your fingers crossed to 2026.
Well, I think if it were a rebuild, they would have traded Myles Garrett. They had an opportunity to really maximize their ability to be in great shape for the future, and they didn't do that. So I think that says that they are trying to win now as much as they possibly can and just continue to establish or try to continue to establish a culture of winning. You look over at the Steelers, they don't have these years where they win two games or three games or four games. They continuously win football games. That's what the Browns want to do. You don't establish that culture by tanking or losing or any of those things. So I certainly don't think they're trying to do that. I think they want to win as many games as possible. And if you look at this roster, there are a lot of good players that are still on this roster. You look at the Myles Garrett, the Denzel Wards, the Grant Delpits, Martin Emerson, Joel Bitonio, Jack Conklin, David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy. The list kind of goes on and on there. There are a lot of Pro Bowlers on this football team, and I do not see a rebuild here.
Yeah, Mary Kay, I've struggled with that too when people are saying, well, they're playing for the draft next year. They got two first-round picks. They're hoping to, you know, that's when they're going to get their quarterback. Don't you really think the answer, the question to this season, though, has got to be who will be their starting quarterback in 2026, and do they need to go draft another one? It bothers me when people say, well, they're not playing to win this year, and I'm hoping that one of these four guys can help them win.
Well, the thing is, players, Browns players, even told us after the season was over, we feel like we are a quarterback away from winning. And what we don't know yet is, have the Browns landed that quarterback for this season that they can actually go out and win with? Now, we know that they won with Joe Flacco 2 years ago, but, you know, that wasn't the toughest part of the schedule. He's a couple of years older now. So is he going to be able to go out there and win for them and not turn the ball over? We're not sure about that yet. And then Kenny Pickett, they believe that he can be something special, that he can be more than what he's been able to show so far, that he can be their version of a Sam Darnold or someone like that, a Jared Goff that excelled in their second or third chance. Can he be that? We don't know. And then the rookies, I don't think they're ready yet to start the season. We may see them in the second half of the season. So I think it's going to come down to either Joe or Kenny in the first part of the season. And that's the big question mark. Can they win with the Browns this season?
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Are you comfortable that the offensive line is good to go? You know, my fingers are crossed about their health, Mary Kay, but everybody seems to be healthy, and I'm not thinking about DeJuan Jones even there. I'm thinking of the four older guys on the right side of DeJuan Jones. Everybody seem healthy and good to go?
Yeah, they certainly seem to be healthy and good to go. I think Jack Conklin, another year out from a major knee surgery, I think he'll even be stronger than he was. I was looking at some offensive line rankings the other day, and I can't remember even who it was. I don't know if it was Pro Football Focus or if it was CBS or ESPN. I'm not sure who it was, but they had the Browns at number 22 in offensive line. Well, when I look at that offensive line, I see three All-Pros. And how many football teams can say they have three All-Pros on their offensive line? So three All-Pros, a good center in Ethan Posick, and then DeJuan trying to nail down that left tackle job. So I don't think it's 22nd. I think I would probably put it in at least the top 12. So I think they're probably a little bit better than some people think they are.
We have this debate about wide receiver a lot here because Jeff thinks that they're – what's the best? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Lacking.
And I tend to agree with him. But Can Deontay Johnson, Jerry Jeudy, and then Cedric Tillman give you a good base just to at least have three guys you know you can go in the season, and then we'll see what happens with the rest? Can you feel confident going into the season with those three, or am I mixing my names up?
Well, I think, I don't know that I would put Deontay Johnson as the number two with Jerry. I would put Ced there.
Okay.
So I think you're more so talking about Jerry, Ced. I think they're excited about what Jamari can bring to the table. They'll have to see how things go with Deontay Johnson. They have some other young guys that they like. But I do think that they could have used one more good receiver. But here's the thing. They are looking at it globally, and they feel that when they added Harold Fannin, they basically added to their pass-catching core. So that's why they're not looking at it really the same way that we are, and looking just at the receiver room per se and saying, uh-oh, it looks a little short. They've got David Njoku. They've got Harold Fannin, and this is going to be a very two tight end heavy offense, and sometimes three tight ends. So there might be times where it's hard to even get two wide receivers on the field at the same time. So as long as Jerry Jeudy stays healthy, and that's going to be the key, they should be okay with what they're trying to do with their passing game. But I would still be on the lookout for one more really good receiver.
Mary Kay, do you really believe Deshaun could be back by October?
Well, you know, there's so many things. Here's the thing that happens nowadays when you try to write something. People kind of blow things out of proportion, and people take things a little out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And the line in the column that I wrote about Deshaun Watson was that, you know, some sources believe that he could possibly be ready to practice by October, but it remains to be seen if the Browns would even think about activating him that soon, so quickly after his second Achilles surgery. So, you know, there is some thought. I think that Deshaun is probably optimistic that he can get out there and do that. We know that he is throwing the ball now to some receivers inside the field house. But I think that one, you know, the part about how it remains to be seen if the Browns would even entertain the notion at all, that never got out there anywhere. Mm. You know, when people aggregated what I wrote. So that's just something that we all have to deal with nowadays, is just the way people aggregate your work. And sometimes it's not always how we portrayed it.
Good. I'm glad you got a chance to clear that up.
Let me throw out two scenarios for you. Let's say he is healthy at some point mid-season, maybe, you know, whatever, 9-10 games in, but somebody is playing well at quarterback. Does Deshaun ever see the field? And then let's flip it. If nobody has played well at quarterback, would he see the field?
I think it's an enormous, enormous long shot for him to see the field at all this year. I really do. I just don't really see it, because right now they've got four quarterbacks who are vying for playing time. And I would think that you'd probably have to blow through all four of those before you would get to putting Deshaun on the field. So unless something really drastic happens, I don't envision it this year. It's very, very soon after a revision of an Achilles surgery, and I think that they will probably proceed with caution.
All right, so we continue on with we're either going to say five or four in that quarterback, although Deshaun's going to be around the quarterback room the whole time. It's not like, right, as he was before. I mean, he's still in the group. And, you know, when they talk about him, during press conferences, it sounds like he's still very active and very involved too. So, correct? I'm not wrong on that, am I?
No, he is. He's very involved. He's in the meeting rooms. He's been watching some practice. He's helping the two young guys a lot, you know, just trying to get up to speed in the offense and with their terminology and pointing things out. And he's done a really, really nice job with that, to the point where the Browns are very, very happy with him in that regard. But he will start the season on the physically unable to perform list. I had that in the story that I wrote the other day. So right. Yes, he has to miss a minimum of four games, and then they have a 5-week window in which they decide whether or not to activate him after that for practice, not activate him, open his practice window for the next 5 weeks. And when they open the practice window, then they've got 21 days in which to decide whether or not to actually activate him to the roster. So there's a lot of time. They can max out at like 9 weeks or something like that. So there is a world in which he could be on the active roster just procedurally late November, early December. But that doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
Happy anniversary to you and your hubby.
Yes,
and thank you for
your
time.
Go have a nice dinner tonight.
I'm planning to do that. Thank you very much.
Charge it to cleveland.com.
Don't know. I was going to charge it to 92.3.
Wait a minute.
There's plenty of 92.3s across the country.
Send it to Andy. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in a little bit, Pat Chun, athletic director for numerous schools, now with the Washington Huskies. Out there in the beautiful state of Washington.
He's at Washington. He was at Washington State. He was
your friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was at...
You've known him a long time.
Ohio State for a long time. Yep. And then where'd he go after that? He was down in Florida for a little bit at Florida Atlantic. And then he ended up at Washington State. And then he just transferred over to Washington. So he made the move to the Big Ten with...
Transfer. Does he have eligibility?
Probably. He probably still does. Pride of Strongsville. So but I'm probably inches away from being the Ohio State SID. Over the last year, but we'll see what happens.
You know.
But yeah, I said he was an SID. Well, He was in the sports information department when I first met him. So
very good. He's going to join us at 12:20 because you're now allowed to just flat out pay players, and they're trying to figure that out. Pay athletes. We're going to figure that out.
I have a fantastic story about him. When Jimmy Warfield passed away, Ohio State and the trainer. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say real quick. Jimmy Warfield passed away, the trainer, longtime trainer. It was with the Cavs for a little bit. It was with the Indians for the most of it, though. And Ohio State and the Indians at the time built this unbelievable scholarship fund for Ohio State to train athletic directors and
trainers.
Trainers. Yeah, I keep saying athletic directors. Trainers. And so he came in for a little bit of a ceremony, and I don't want to out the beat writer that was here, but the beat writer was a huge fan of Saved by the Bell. And Pat was standing right next to me, and I introduced the beat writer. I said, "Hey, who is that guy?" And I said, "I don't know. I think he was on Saved by the Bell," because I knew that the beat writer loved Saved by the Bell. And Pat walks over and just without beating a step, I introduced him. I said, "Pat, this is so-and-so." And I said, he just wanted to say hi, and just this is a huge Saved by the Bell fan, not telling Pat what we were doing. And Pat just went right into it. He goes, "Oh, yeah, Saved by the Bell." He goes, "When were you on?" He goes, "I was a background player for a couple episodes. I got to tell you, those guys were really nice to me." And he started making up the story. We got about 3 minutes into the conversation, and I started laughing so hard that I couldn't hold it anymore. So it's one of those stories for you.
Okay, well. Pat Chun from Saved by the Bell coming up at 12:20. A former wide receiver for an AFC North team was on an outlet called Nightcap recently and claims he has some inside information from a source inside the Browns building. And it involves quarterbacks, the information that he received. The wide receiver is T.J. Houshmandzadeh, the former Cincinnati Bengal, and of course made famous from T.J. Who's Your Mama on the fantasy draft thing, right? That was
exactly. Yes. Oh no, the one that always stick with me on him is Chris Berman. You say Houshmandzadeh, I say Houshmandzadeh. That would always stay in my head.
I still go to Who's Your Mama because of that guy in the fantasy draft. That one cracked me up. Nonetheless, T.J. Houshmandzadeh had this to say based on what he says is information from inside the Browns building about the Browns quarterback situation.
Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shador. There's not enough reps in a practice. I wish two guys would get the majority of the reps one day. Then two guys get the majority of the, I don't know how this is a fair comment, because I was told from somebody that's in the building that ain't a player. It's really coming down to Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel. That's what I was told. But now when you get the reports that Shadura's completing 77 out of 9 passes, is it against the starters? Or right. Is it against threes and the fours, the guys that's going to get released? So it seems impressive when you see the graphic, but is it really impressive if it's not against the starters or guys that's going to be on the team?
That's T.J. Houshmandzadeh, and that sound courtesy from Nightcap. And he thinks it's Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett based on information that he's receiving from somebody in the building who's not a player. Now, maybe it's the person who grills the steaks. I don't know. But that's what he's hearing.
Everyone's hearing something, right? Everyone has their own feeling on what's going to go on there. I wonder who he's hearing it from, to be honest with you.
Well, he didn't say, did he?
No. So I don't know. How much street cred do you think he has on that?
I would be shocked if he just made that up. But that doesn't mean mean that his source in the building actually knows what they're talking about. But I would think he's not going to say it unless he actually believed it.
Plus, didn't we hear that, Flacco, they weren't giving Flacco reps because he kind of knew the system, he's already ahead of the game. So why would you? It almost seemed to be like he was like, why are they giving Shadur Sanders reps, right? Is that fair to assess from what he said?
I don't know. I didn't take that. To me, the thing that just stood out is that, he's hearing Pickett or Dylan Gabriel. I have a thought in my head that's been there since, you know, they all went to camp and have been looking at stuff, and it hasn't gone away. Hmm. And it's this. It wouldn't stun me if Dylan Gabriel was the starting quarterback this year.
Game one.
And I don't.
He's got to be better than Kenny Pickett. That's what I know. Think.
And I would think Joe Flacco. I don't. And you know, the tough early schedule screams veteran.
Screams Flacco.
Well, to me it does. Or Pickett. Pickett, you know, is Pickett better than Flacco at this point in both of their careers? We'll find out. You know, this is not Joe Flacco circa, you know, 2012.
We're hoping like that he is Joe Flacco circa 13
circa,
games ago.
Circa 5 games.
Or 18 games ago. That's what we're hoping for.
Well, we'll see.
Or 19, because we don't throw
but,
a playoff.
But I just wonder with Gabriel. You know, this guy is, they drafted him ahead of Sanders, and they drafted him in the third round when most folks didn't think he'd go that high for a reason. He's played 6 years of college football. He has a ton of games under his belt. All of his numbers scream what Kevin Stefanski wants out of a quarterback. Control the football, don't turn it over, run the offense. He's got a good arm. I mean, the only thing he doesn't do well is he's short. That's the only thing that he didn't do well in college. He ran it well, has good feet, didn't get sacked a ton. He's short. That's it. And I don't think my thought is right. I'll say that. But I just keep, this thought has been in my head that I wouldn't be stunned if that guy ends up as the starter.
It wouldn't shock me either.
Game one.
The only one that would truly shock me.
Sanders.
Is Sanders.
Yep.
I still think Pickett is the first guy they went out and got. I think Pickett is the guy that. I think Pickett is a guy that they believe will work well in Kevin's system. And we know Flacco will work well as long as he's throwing to us instead of the other team, right? That's a fair assessment. And even when he throws the other team, he had success until the playoff game 2 years ago. To me, it still looks like Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders. That's just me, you know, throwing something at it. But you have to believe they're going to give Gabriel opportunity to try to break through. I do agree with you that the way the schedule looks in the beginning of the season, and if you're a coaching staff that is worried about wins, you're going to go with a vet. There's no way I'm handing the ball to a rookie with that kind of a schedule, especially early on.
What if he looks better?
You're rolling the dice, don't you think? Well, I mean, you know exactly what you're going to get from Flacco.
Would you agree with this, though?
I think you're going to get a better Kenny Pickett with Kevin Stefanski than we've seen before.
Would you agree with this? Aren't they rolling the dice with any of these four guys?
I guess it's, are you asking for long-term play, or are you asking, saying, okay, we want to draft a quarterback?
Start the season. Aren't you rolling the dice with any one of these four guys?
Easy play right out of the gate is Joe Flacco. That's easy play.
Well, it's easy, but is it the right one?
I don't know. The fans aren't going to be mad if Joe Flacco starts, are they?
Some.
The ones that want Shedeur Sanders?
No. The ones that want something that might resemble a future quarterback possibility.
Well, if your future is now the next 18 games, Flacco might be able to get you through that.
But it might not be now.
Might not be what?
Your future might not be now.
Well, so, I mean, is anyone going to be mad if the Browns make the playoffs with Joe Flacco and it's his last season?
No.
I'm not.
No.
God forbid they go and they have a home playoff game and they win. I'm not expecting any of that. But I don't care if his shelf life in the NFL is 1 year. If you can get us to the last game of the season where there's only two teams playing, okay. We only got 1 year out of him, but that's okay. And everybody go, oh, I wish you'd come back for another year. Just get me there. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care how long they're going to be there right now.
Well, it's funny you say that.
I don't want to. I'm tired of losing. We had that call earlier today. You know, it's just like, come on.
I
don't want to walk into a season thinking they're going to lose it.
I was absolutely just thinking this. It wouldn't faze me one bit if any of the four guys was the starting quarterback for game one. It wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't faze me. My complete attitude would be this. Okay, obviously that guy showed that he's the best out of those four guys right now to start this season. It happens to be Joe, then good. The other three guys, the rookies and Pickett didn't pick him out. If it's one of the rookies, well, then they really made a leap and they showed that he's the best guy, to start for this football team.
But you know it doesn't work that way always, right? You know the politics plays into
I said was I wouldn't be fazed.
Okay.
I wouldn't be fazed. You know, it's great. That guy beat him out. And that's what I want. I want somebody to beat out everybody else and to really look like the best guy. And if it happens to be the 40-year-old, then it means the young guys you have aren't ready to go or aren't very good, and you'll be getting a quarterback in 2026.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you're in the sales department of the Browns, if you're in the marketing department of the Browns, who do you want to start?
Shedeur Sanders.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about that. I think Shedeur Sanders will drive people to buy tickets if they need to sell them, right? I think Shedeur Sanders drives the marketing piece of what this is all about.
I think the bottom guy on the marketing chart would be Dylan Gabriel. You know?
Or Kenny Pickett.
Or Pickett, but yeah. I think Pickett's a little more interesting because he's a former first-round pick and played for the Steelers for 2 years, personally. What do you think about that? If you're ranking them from a marketing standpoint, it's clearly Shedeur on top. Does that matter? Along with that, two things from the WNBA, one not good and one even worse. Next, coming up on Baskin and Phelps, and one of them involves my gal. It's not good.
Ugh.
Next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is sad.
Okay, great. Way to set up this lunch hour. Thanks.
What's my favorite? What's my favorite halftime act in NBA history?
Oh, is it Red Panda?
It's Red Panda.
Oh, no.
Red Panda was in town, you know, for a Cavs playoff game, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I had four or five people who were in the arena send me texts. Pictures of the Red Panda. Jeff, here's your gal. Here's your gal. Well, she was injured at the start of her performance at the WNBA's Commissioner's Cup Championship game. So, like the NBA, they're playing a series that doesn't mean anything. And it was the Indiana Fever against Minnesota Lynx.
We won the Commissioner's Cup. Let's say something stupid about Cleveland.
And if you look at the video, and if you don't know who the Red Panda is,
mm-hmm.
the Red Panda is the lady on the unicycle who flips bowls onto her head.
It's amazing.
And looks like she's surprised every time the bowls land on her head.
And she does this.
She flips them from her foot where she stacks them, not one at a time, but she'll put like seven bowls on her leg and then flip them. Mm-hmm. They all land on this little wooden thing that she wears on her head.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gives you like an absolute stunned, like, wow, look what I just did. Like she's never done it before.
Well, she's excellent at that.
Oh, she's outstanding. The look is the best part of the whole shtick. And she's doing it while on a unicycle 8 feet above the ground.
Yeah, it's not like a little unicycle either.
She's 8 feet in the air. But, you know, if you can ride a unicycle, it's like you can swim. If you can swim in 4 feet of water, you can swim in 400 feet of water.
I guess. I don't know. I just wonder, I wouldn't
want to be on a 400-foot unicycle.
Who, like, in the beginning, who said, you know what, I'm going to jump on this unicycle and I'm going to start flipping bowls on my head. That's a good idea.
It's part of, like, an acrobat act when in her native land, which I believe is China.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the start of this thing, and if you look at the video, I don't know what happened. Now, she's not as young as she used to be. But who is?
That's true. Who is?
Every day, nobody's as young as they used to be.
You look like at least a day older than you did
yesterday.
Thank
you very much. Yeah. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
She just fell.
Really?
She wasn't even flipping bowls.
Is she going to be able to do it again?
She was just riding the unicycle at the time. I mean, she was like kind of getting it started. I didn't see a bowl anywhere. And she just fell off the unicycle kind of face first. She just went straight down.
Hmm.
And it appeared that she landed on her left wrist.
Uh-oh. She's going on the IR.
And she was down, and then, you know, the trainers came out, and they were messing with her wrist, and that appears to be the problem. Now, the great thing about this here is this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be a smart guy. Hey, she needs her legs. She needs her noggin. She can get right back on that horse and go.
Will she?
I don't know. No. What the heck is that?
This is the music of Red Panda.
It's the Red Panda music?
Yep.
It's beautiful. I've been a fan forever. She was on America's Got Talent. She got a raw deal. Got a raw deal. Oh, now that, see, that's the music I know. I didn't just know the drum beat. And that, see, there it is. Now you're making me tear up. All of a sudden, the bowls get flipped on the head, and it's, hey, how about that?
It's amazing. I don't know how she even learned that she could do that.
I think she was taught. Oh, they took her off on a wheelchair, too.
Oh, man.
Did not lose consciousness.
Red Panda or Quick Change?
I'm Red Panda. Quick Change is amazing, too.
I'm always blown away by Quick Change. I'm like, how do they do that? It's impressive.
Do you know the sad news there?
About Quick Change?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the gentleman passed away, I believe, during COVID.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Quick Change, that was the act, and I think it was husband and wife, where they would pull up a curtain and all of a sudden they were wearing different clothes. Can I Can I take you behind the curtain?
Oh, no, you didn't. You don't know the secret to Quick Change, did you?
Can I take you behind the curtain?
Oh, don't ruin Quick Change.
Please.
I'm not ruining it. The gentleman who passed away.
Yeah.
I'm in New Orleans. I'm back in the locker room area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at halftime. They had just finished. I walk around the corner. There's the Quick Change dude standing in nothing but his drawers, sweating profusely. And I'm a little stunned. He went, "Hey, how's it going, man?" I said, "Good." I said, "You're working hard." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, you get really hot in all those clothes."
Wow. He said, "You should try it during one of your halftime shows."
So there you go.
Wow. Do you know what she was, Red Panda, how much she made per performance at her peak? I don't know what she's making.
$10,000?
$5,000 a show.
Oh, five. I was going to guess five, but I thought, well, let's give her more.
How many shows do you think she does a year?
A couple hundred.
Pretty good then.
Yeah, I'll bet she does at least 100.
Not bad.
So that's not bad at all. But so the Red Panda's hurt. Hopefully she's back. And some of the WNBA ladies shouted out to her on Instagram. Red Panda, we love you. Well, I do too.
How did the Red Panda even know though? I mean, like she's at halftime. They should be in the locker room.
Well, they shouted out after she fell.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing she has time to look.
Hmm.
Yeah. There is another WNBA occurrence.
This is like WNBA.
That has somebody fired up. It's not me. Dan, is it you?
No.
It would be Andy Baskin,
what do you mean,
kids.
No, come on. Don't
Andy's
you guys
already... fired up.
Did anyone catch the cut from Sophie Cunningham yesterday? Just let's set it up for a second.
Sophie Cunningham.
So, you know, was this before or after they won the Commissioner's Cup?
Before the Commissioner's
Cup. Oh, before. So, obviously, she probably has a lot of things on her mind because... You know,
she has a black belt in Taekwondo.
Who cares? I'm looking at this thing.
Caitlin Clark.
I'm like,
she's the enforcer.
Lombardi Trophy, O'Brien. You know, and then Stanley Cup probably is right there. I'm trying to think of other significant
WNBA
trophies.
Commissioner's Cup.
I mean, I can understand why her
Red
focus
Panda
may have been off
more than a WNBA player.
But her geography is a little bit off. Sophie Cunningham's and. Her knowledge of maybe perhaps the history of the league that she plays in is a little bit off.
She plays for the Indiana Fever now.
And I don't quite understand what she was doing yesterday when she kind of belittled the expansion of the WNBA.
Here's the cut that's been floating all around.
All right, let's hear it.
You know the social medias.
Let's hear it.
From Sophie Cunningham in a press conference before the cup.
I also think that you want to listen to your players too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play in Trophy? So I do think that Miami would have been a great one. Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using. I'm not so sure what the thought process is there, but at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that you're not expanding our league too fast. I think that's also another thing that you don't want teams to totally dominate and then have teams that aren't. And so I just think that. It's kind of a hard situation, but man, I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati.
She said at the end to Detroit or Cincinnati.
Well, she doesn't have to worry about that.
I don't know how excited players are about that. Sophie,
because Kansas City gets you every time.
Let me give you a little history of your own game. Like, the women have fought for forever to be able to play in the United States and make any kind of cash. So for you
without
to sit
having to
there
go to Russia.
Without having to go to the overseas and play in Europe. So the players that were there before you that paved the way for you to be there right now, I think they would play anywhere in the United States, having to take their families and move overseas to be able to play professional basketball. So if you want to whine about the fact that you've got to go to Detroit or Cincinnati, which isn't even going into the league, it's Cleveland. I try to understand that, Sophie. Let's get with the program and realize we're sounding a little spoiled. When we say things like this at the end, especially if you don't respect the players that came before you that never had the opportunity to make a dime in the United States playing professional women's basketball, the ones that had to go overseas. It makes me sad that she said that yesterday.
Sophie's from Columbia, Missouri, thus the shout out for Kansas City.
Okay, so we are in a weird environment now where it is very easy to clip things and make them sound the way that you want them to prove your point.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
So... this is somewhat what has happened. Now, it is poorly worded by Sophie Cunningham, and I think even she might admit that. Mm-hmm. But here is the full clip that has taken place in the press conference.
You would think that you'd want to try to get more of the country engaged in the WNBA. I totally get having kind of the brother team of having the NBA side because it is helpful. It's way more helpful. You just get more perks. There's more opportunities. And so I get that aspect. But I also think that you want to listen to your players, too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play and draw fans? And I do think that Miami would have been a great one. Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using. I'm not so sure what the thought process is there, but at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that you're not expanding our league too fast. I think that's also another thing that you don't want teams to totally dominate and then have teams that aren't. And so I just think that it's kind of a hard situation, but man, I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati.
Okay, it does not change my mind one bit on what I said.
It didn't change my mind a whole lot either.
Again,
can I jump in on this too? Just because, like,
hang on. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
The one thing that bothered me is when she was bringing up Nashville. Mm-hmm. I worked in sports radio in Nashville, and it is a terrible sports town. Like, to me, that she's more of looking at like, ooh, these are fun cities, quote unquote, fun cities to be in. But I mean, Miami Heat fans don't even go to Miami Heat games, so
That's a great point.
I don't know how these cities are going to be beneficial to the WNBA.
Mara, how do you think she comes off?
Awful. She sounds awful and ungrateful too, because I think, you know, she should be excited that the WNBA is expanding. I know I am. I know this entire show is thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's just like, she should be looking at this and saying, man, I'm really, really excited that the sport is seeing so much popularity that in the next 5 years, we're going to have three more teams.
You know what expansion teams need, though?
Players.
Somebody really rich who wants to put a team in that city.
Well, I think the most important part.
What's going on here?
The most important part for any of these teams is to make sure that whoever the main tenant is, and to make sure that the owner of the team is the main tenant. Is that the owner of the building or whoever's running the building? Because we've seen, like, if you go back and look at the Lumberjacks when they were playing hockey, or one of the things that hurt them was the fact that, you know, Dan Gilbert didn't own them. So the Monsters became way more successful because of the date and just trying to fill the venue and the financial ramifications of what happens there. That it's super important. And that already is giving whatever our new WNBA team is a head start on what the old WNBA team was, right? I mean,
well, and let me throw out two things about our situation.
Although the Guns had the team, so I maybe
first
I
of all, when's the best time to be in Northeast Ohio weather-wise?
Now.
Now's a great time. Fall's a great time. They're going to be here during a great weather time of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And from everything I've read, the WNBA expansion team in Cleveland will call the Cleveland Clinic Courts in Independence their home. They will be working out of that facility.
Because the Cavs are moving downtown.
It's an awesome facility.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
It's a great facility. They're going to have as nice of a facility as any team in the WNBA. My guess is that they'll love playing here in Cincinnati.
It's great. Are you kidding? Kentucky's only right on the other side of the river.
There you go. I wonder.
Man, she came off so bad in that. Just silly.
Well, she has a black belt in Taekwondo. Don't tell her.
Again, I'm not even mad about the Cleveland part. I'm mad about not respecting the players that played before her by saying something like that.
Well, there you go. Pat Chun, athletic director at Washington, joining us in 20 minutes. Joining the Cavaliers shortly? A familiar face with a familiar number, and I think it's a good move. It's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.